Chapter 3. The Labyrinth. Labyrinth. Labyrinth is a complex structure and an ancient archetype dating back 4,000 years or more. All the labyrinth stories owe their credit to the labyrinth on Crete, in which the Minotaur was kept. This labyrinth was invented by Daedalus, a skillful craftsman and architect. Some Greeks would relate him to Hephaestus, the god of blacksmiths. The Greek philosopher Socrates claimed to be a descendant of Daedalus in at least three of Plato's books. Myth has it that to prevent Daedalus's knowledge of labyrinth from spreading to the public, Minos imprisoned him and his son Icarus. The ingenious Daedalus then designed a pair of fabricate wings for both his son and himself. As the feathers were secured with strings at their midpoints and wax at their bases, Daedalus warned his son neither to fly too high nor too low when they were prepared to escape. Unfortunately, Icarus, once in the sky, forgot his words and began to soar higher and higher. As a result, the blazing sun softened the wax that held the feathers. The poor youth fell quickly into the sea and was drowned. Although labyrinth and maze are often used interchangeably, the two words are not exactly the same. A maze is a complex branching puzzle that includes choices of path and direction, whereas a labyrinth is unicursal, which means that it has only a single non-branching path leading to the center. Therefore, mazes are often used in scientific experiments to test people's spatial awareness or intelligence. While the word labyrinth seems to entail more spiritual significance, both words are figuratively used to mean something complex or confusing, such as 1. I remember the first time I took a subway in New York. It was just like a labyrinth to me. 2. They were trapped in a menacing maze of corridors. Minotaur. The name Minotaur means Minos's bull in ancient Greek. Minos, son of Zeus and Europa, was a legendary king of Crete who became one of the judges of the underworld after death. According to the myth, Poseidon once sent him a snow-white bull for sacrifice. Instead of sacrificing it, however, Minos kept it alive, which infuriated the god. As a punishment, Poseidon made Pasiphae, wife of Minos, fall in love with the white bull, and later give birth to Minotaur, a monster with the body of a man and the head of a bull. To hide his family shame, Minos then gave the order for Daedalus to construct the labyrinth in which Minotaur would be shut up. Bulls are honored as sacred in both Eastern and Western cultures. In Hinduism, for example, Shiva's steed is Nandi, the bull. Taurus, the constellation and the second sign of the zodiac, is said to represent a bull that was tamed by Jason. Theseus paradox. Theseus paradox, also known as the ship of Theseus, is a thought experiment that raises the question of whether an object that has had all its components replaced remains fundamentally the same object. Suppose that the famous ship sailed by the hero Theseus in a great battle has been kept in a harbor as a museum piece. As the years go by, some of the wooden parts begin to rot and are replaced by new ones. After a century or so, all of the parts have been replaced. Is the restored ship still the same object as the original? The paradox appears in some applied fields of philosophy. For example, texts and computer programs may be edited gradually, but so heavily that none of the original remains, posing the legal question of whether the owners of the original have any claim on the result.